Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four at big four. Blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
We have stupid, dumb, idiot drivers out there. You heard of them? They're called SIDs in my book. S-I-D-D. Stupid, idiot, dumb drivers.
Okay. It's Alberto Gutierrez, spokesperson for the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, and I think he's right. Road rage is a huge problem in the Valley. We're going to prove it to you right now and give you some numbers. Do you know since January, three kids have been shot and killed in road rage?
I did not put that together until you read that to me. I know we've had tragedy. I know that kids have been shot. I didn't put it together that three since January, almost one child a month this year has been killed just because of a road rage incident.
Since January, three children, 10, 16, and 18, have all been shot and killed in acts of road rage. So it begs the question, here in the Valley, do we have a problem? Well, let's look at the numbers. 2018, last year, we had 256 incidents. 256 all of last year. 4 months into this year, we have 155 already.
That's not a good statistic.
We're going to blow away 256. Yeah. And then, there is a problem.
There is
a problem. Okay.
There's no doubt there's a problem.
Why are the numbers going up?
That is a great question. I wish, look, as someone who doesn't participate in this stuff, and going way back to when I first started driving, I don't understand it. It's not worth it. A guy cuts you off, and I'm not talking about if you get into an accident or anything like that, but if a guy flips you off, a person cuts you off, somebody's slow, somebody goes too fast, is it really worth reacting to where you or your family could be hurt? And I've always thought, no, it's not.
Yeah.
I've never understood. Somebody does something you don't like, something that you don't like and you respond to. Okay, a beep of a horn, that's fine. But you follow the person, you take a gun and then shoot the family in the front of their yard.
Yeah, that's what it was. A 10-year-old.
Right. I cannot comprehend that. So in a long way, to answer your question, I don't know why this problem has escalated because I just don't get the anger. I really don't.
Well, I'll look at the three murderers. And they all have something in common.
Okay.
They're young. They're young men.
Okay.
Testosterone, maybe? They are young men who viciously went and tried to murder people and were successful at doing so. So, if I'm looking for, in the three cases, the death of a 10-year-old, the death of a 16-year-old, and the death of an 18-year-old, they were all killed by young men. Okay. Is it just the way society is now? Everything bothers us. Every little thing makes us crazy. We see something on social media, we got to lash out. And now it's coming into the real world. Oh, that person disrespected me. Right. I can't believe that person in front of me did that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to chase him.
That could be.
I'll follow him down.
That could be.
And I got to tell you, I think people in the Valley are starting to get worried. I can feel this. I don't know if you can. I've talked to a lot of different people. There are a ton, and we just gave you the numbers, of incidents already 4 months into the year. And I think what we're also doing is we're seeing it more on the road. And I think that's making people worry. A lot of you right now, you're listening to Mac and Gatos. This is the Big Four at Four. Big Story One is all about, road rage. You're driving. What if you get cut off?
Like today?
Yeah. Or what if you accidentally cut someone off? Because that can happen too.
Absolutely.
It's not like you're on your cell phone or you're...
Half the time somebody beeps at me, I don't know what I've done.
It does. When I get beeped at, I feel like I want to follow them, but I never would do that. It angers me. And
be beeped at, you mean? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with society, if this is a societal thing. We have no patience. We feel like...
We're entitled.
We're right. Disrespected.
This is my road. Well, not really.
All right. What do we have to do? in Arizona? Because it is a problem. Do we, you know, do we have a law? That's the first thing. Is there a law about road rage? Here's Gutierrez.
We do not have a statute governing road rage.
Do you think we should have one?
Well, how do you describe a road rage? Is it speed aggressive driving? Is it what is it?
That's a great question. How do you define road rage? Because if somebody has an accident, you can prove, okay, there's the damage of my car.
Yeah.
This car ran into my car. You can trace the evidence and see that something has happened. How do you prove that somebody cut me off, beeped, and they were so angry I was in fear for my life? I don't know how you prove that. I don't know how you put a law together and say this is the definition of road rage. You know when it's happening, or you know when you think it's happening, but how do you prove it?
I mean, I know we don't have a law, but we have reckless driving.
True.
Does that
but
fall under something like this?
What about endanger driving? If you endanger somebody else, wouldn't that be a road rage incident? I don't know.
You know what they're doing in other states? I'll give you an example. In Nevada, there are certain, I guess, traffic units that are deployed, and they look for road rage.
So these are cops that are out looking for road rage incidents,
I
guess.
They look for drivers who are tailgating, swerving between lanes, and cutting people off.
Okay, aggressive driving.
Tennessee and Nevada.
Okay.
Do we need this in Arizona?
Well, okay, the short answer is yes. But does DPS have the money to put extra officers on the... I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I don't know if we have the money to put people out there looking for aggressive drivers.
I don't think we have enough officers.
That's the problem, too.
Is it because in other states... You know, you've traveled around, I've traveled around. It's 65, and that's a lot. In a lot of places, it's 55.
Right.
We're 65.
Most Western states have a higher MPH rather than 55.
Is that the reason? Do you change it down? Are people just...
I don't know, man.
Like 80? I mean, I'm just saying, are people... I go about 75, 80, okay? I'm just going to tell you. And people that speed by me all the time.
I know. I go 95, and it's like I'm pasted to the wall.
You do not go 95.
And that's just down on Central Avenue.
Oh,
I mean,
why don't you
I'm
be
just
serious?
Pasted to the wall. Light rail outruns me. It's horrible. But no, seriously, if
I can run faster than you drive.
If you lower the speed limit, wouldn't that only make people more angry?
Probably.
Because they're used to going 75, 80.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing in Tennessee and Nevada. Special traffic units deployed to look for road rage. New Mexico. There was the death of a child from road rage. It led to a big statewide crackdown. The little girl was named Lily, so they called this Operation Lily. And officers would go throughout the state, and they would pull you over if you were driving aggressively, but they wouldn't give you a ticket. They'd give you a pamphlet about road rage.
Okay.
I would throw that out the window, probably.
Well, because you'd be so angry.
I would litter. I would litter.
Well, that's another problem.
Are you going to get a guy that is driving so aggressively that he's going to say, you know what? Thank you, officer. I really want to read this pamphlet.
I would say
that helps.
I would say that because at least he didn't give me a ticket.
Well,
I'd say thank you. I thank you for the pamphlet.
Yeah.
I appreciate that rather than a ticket.
Or do we have to all here in the valley become tattletales? And if we see something.
What does that mean?
I just saw it. I'm calling the police.
Well, you should be doing that. If you see somebody who's dangerously driving, you should call 911 and report it. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm talking about I got cut off.
Hmm.
That person just cut me off. If it escalates to now I'm being followed.
Yeah.
So, big story one. We've got a big problem in the valley with road rage, and it's serious. Since January, 3 children have been shot and killed because of road rage. Shot and killed. All right, coming up next in big story two. Well, I hope you're ready for a big surprise at the gas pump because it is here. That's in a moment.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 2.
I looked at the sign at the gas station the other day and I thought, what the heck happened? Hitting the road this weekend, it's going to cost you more. Gas prices are on the rise.
I agree with my friend John Hook,
Boo.
Fox 10. I don't know what's going on with gas prices. Oh, yes, I do. They're going up and they're now above $3 a gallon.
Right.
That stinks.
It does.
Okay. We haven't figured out with the refineries and the delays and all this kind of stuff. I will tell you this, though. Yes, gas prices are over $3 a gallon. What I am not seeing anymore, and this is just me, gas pumps that don't work, gas pumps that have run out,
oh,
gas stations that have run out.
So the gas is there.
I think it's there.
But
it doesn't look to me like there's how do you say it?
There's a shortage. There's not a shortage, but what you do have is that you've got a bunch of people who are saying, okay, if the shortage is over, why is there no gas? Or I'm sorry, why is the gas prices gone up? I don't know.
I'm kind of worried we're going to get to $4 a gallon. I mean,
really?
Yeah, we haven't hit summer yet. Summer's brutal. I mean, they've got to be, I don't know how to get these gas prices down, but I mean, you're paying a lot now.
You're paying a lot more. You're paying 40 to 50 to 60 cents more.
Remember last week?
In about a couple months.
Last week I asked former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, should Governor Ducey suspend the gas tax? She laughed at me.
Yeah, she did. She did.
So that is a big no. Okay. You're listening to the Big Four at Four. Four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 3.
Authorities in Colorado say they're looking for a woman, 18-year-old Sol Pais, who's suspected of making threats that prompted the lockout of Columbine High School and 20 other Denver area schools.
They want the public to be on the lookout. She is described as a white female, 18 years old, about 5 feet tall, with brown hair. They believe she was last seen wearing a black T-shirt and camouflage pants.
ABC's Clayton Sandell in Colorado. The threats come just days before the 20th anniversary of the Columbine mass shooting.
This is something you don't find very often. A woman who makes a threat and is so fascinated by mass shootings. She's 18. Yep. 18 years old, a woman, and Columbine, the 20th anniversary, is this Saturday.
Well, there's no question about it that she wants to do what happened 20 years ago.
Or is planning some kind of attack somewhere the area.
I'll never forget when that happened 20 years ago, because I was right here at KTAR. And when we first heard about Columbine, we looked at each other and said, oh, school shooting?
Yeah.
Now if we hear it, we say, oh, another school shooting?
Right.
So I don't know who this woman is, but she is as sick as they come.
Yeah. She's allegedly infatuated with the Columbine shooting, attempted to purchase firearms, put a threat out. She's considered dangerous, armed and dangerous.
My goodness.
So all the schools in the Denver area were placed on lockdown. Mm. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I mean, if you...
And look for more this week, too, because of sickos and the 20th anniversary of Columbine.
Well, and there are certain days and months that shooters or would-be shooters like to capitalize on. They like anniversaries. They like the copycat part of it for one reason or
another. That was Oklahoma City.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so... And I got to tell you, I mean, would you send your kid to Columbine? I mean, it's one of those, like, if you lived in Denver, would you want your kid going to Columbine? It would just freak me out. I know that it happened a long time ago, but my goodness, no one is ever going to forget that one single word, Columbine. Everybody in the world knows exactly what that is.
I agree.
Oof. You're listening to the Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Four.
It was just heartbreaking to watch. The ladders were not tall enough. The hoses were not strong enough.
That's an ABC reporter in Paris, France. And we know what happened there, Notre Dame. I don't know if it burned to the ground.
Luckily, it didn't. It's not a total loss.
Right.
The spire did collapse, but the two towers and the original, let's say the original foundation, quote unquote, was saved. So they can rebuild. It's not like the Twin Towers, where the whole thing's collapsed, okay?
Right.
It's not like that. But they are going to rebuild, but they say it's going to take a long time to rebuild.
The rose windows appear to be saved.
Yeah, stuff was salvaged out of this.
Statues of saints were spared.
Mm-hmm.
And how about this? A few days before Easter Sunday, the cross still stands. How about that?
Yeah. So again, is it a shame? Absolutely. But it could have been worse, unfortunately, or what they're saying is it was an accident due to construction. There's no conspiracies here. There's no religious meaning here.
No terrorist attacks.
Exactly.
The cathedral's golden altar cross was seen standing.
Yes. Yes.
Out of everything.
Yeah.
Right before Easter. That's an incredible scene, and a picture of that is floating around,
right.
And it is really unbelievable.
The wooden lattice that fueled the blaze, that the roof is totally gone, but a lot of the some of the art was saved by a human chain.
Yeah.
That people just started handing stuff to other people, and they got it out of there before it melted or was consumed.
There's a lot of money going towards they almost have $1 billion, I think, raised.
Yeah.
To people that have so much money, you know.
Apple said they're going to continue.
Hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
That's it for the Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.